Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Kardashian Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287. The phone number. Did you happen to watch the Leslie Nielsen strike three?
Yeah, that's good. It's very Leslie Nielsen. Very Leslie Nielsen. Yeah, that's good.
All right, let's go to the calls and say hello to Dan in Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're up next on Kardashian Coit on WEEI.
Unequivocally, the best part of that movie, Scott, you'll remember, is when they did the on the scoreboard, the scenes of plays during the inning. Remember, and the best part is when the guy's going to over the fence and his head pops off trying to catch a ball.
Yep.
And
oh,
then the tiger following. You haven't seen that movie, Nick?
I haven't seen that, no. Airplane is my Leslie Nielsen movie. That's the one that's unbelievable.
You're missing out on some of the best comedy of all time.
I will watch it. I will watch
it. Three of them. Hey, it was John Rahm, Scott, not Bryson, that did the oscillating of the ball last week.
Oh, that's right. It was John Rahm that hit that chip shot. My bad. You're absolutely right. That's
and
right.
You know what? That probably happens like dozens of times, if not hundreds of times, to every player. The naked eye, you have to have a high-definition camera. But I guarantee you, when a guy puts a ball behind a club like that in the rough, I guarantee you that happens more often than not. You know, it just happened. I mean, they're looking at the hole. They can't see that, you know. It's such a small little thing.
Golf has changed a lot of, I think, what were maybe silly rules. Like now you can putt with a flag in. The old TC Chen, you can double hit the ball. If you're following through and your club hits it a second time, it doesn't count as an extra shot any longer. And that's one of those ones where I understand you don't want a golfer to improve his or her lie by grinding the club and moving the ball. But that was so minuscule. And you are so right, Dan. If it wasn't caught on national TV, I mean, that probably happens more than you think in the sport of golf, but it just so happened he had a camera right behind him focused solely on the ball and the club head, and so it is what it is.
And it's a camera that's HD that can see, like, every dimple on the ball.
It makes me think of, who was the LPGA golfer that happened to a couple of years ago where, like, a viewer called in.
She lost the tournament because of it.
She plays at CVS every year. I'll think of it.
He's the most famous.
Not Morgan Pressel.
The younger one.
Lexi Thompson.
Hey, real quick. This is, talk about a problem with baseball. So I'm a casual fan, right? So the other night I was watching that guy from the Mets, Alonso.
Yep.
If that wall wasn't there, that ball would still be going.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. But so he hit 53 home runs last year, right?
Yes.
I never heard of the guy until last, whatever that, Tuesday night.
Alonso,
I never heard of him, honestly.
Yeah, won the home run derby.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a year last
year. Yeah, he did.
But that's the thing, is I'm a casual fan, but I had never heard of the guy. It caught me off guard. I saw his stats from last year. I'm like, who the hell is this dude? But so I've come to the conclusion, and I think Dana White said it this week, and he has a pretty good grasp of things. Bubble, yes. Non-bubble, no. I think the NHL, the NBA, probably going to get it done. But, I mean, baseball's what, 7 days in, 8 days in now? I think the running total is 29 positive cases, just of players.
Yep.
And, you know, if this stuff happens in football, you can't reschedule, like, you can't play a doubleheader in football. You know, I mean, it's just, think here's the thing that, I think, Scott, when you were talking to Reese about, like, you know, the players being too close together, I think that's not the problem. They can have all the protocols that they want. It's what they do when they're not there.
Right.
They had a thing with the Rays last week. They were in Atlanta, out at the strip clubs and nightclubs and bars and everything. These guys are young. They're not. If they're not in the bubble, they're not going to behave. That's just a simple fact in my mind.
Just like chicken wing for the Clippers, man. Just like chicken wing.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that in the NFL, I mean, the NFL might be the most undisciplined of all the sports. Would we agree? Probably.
The NFL? I don't know. I mean, football itself is a disciplined sport.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess when you look at the off-the-field stuff, probably, yeah.
I'm just talking about guys that are, if they say, hey, don't go out and, you know, misbehave, they're all going to go out and misbehave. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's by fewer numbers because there's more players.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
It just seems like it's inevitable. And when you just look at all the snafus, I mean, the Bills this week had to send home all their rookies because they had 5 positive tests, I guess.
Jeez.
The other day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, it hasn't even started yet. And it's just like baseball, I just think everybody is so focused on the actual sport and them being close together. But that's not going to be the problem.
No, it's not.
That brings them down.
No, you're right. You're right. And we're only a week in. And this is all happening.
Well, and look at the Marlins, right? So they're not sure if the Marlins contracted the virus in South Florida, which is a hot spot right now for COVID, or they played in Atlanta some exhibition games, and they're wondering if guys went out to the strip clubs or what have you in Atlanta and caught it there before they went to Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Like, but that kind of underscores what you're talking about, though, Dan, right? Unless they're in a bubble, you're right. I just don't see how you can control it.
It's almost comically delusional to think that it's just not going. I mean, you just look at just in a week what baseball has had to deal with in terms of like losing games, making up games. Now we're 7. The product is being killed too, just because you're losing guys. The whole thing. I mean, just the quality of the product stinks to begin with too. You know, it's just. I mean, I hope to God that they play. I think I said this last week. If you keep your expectations low, there's no disappointment in the end. You know what I mean? So yeah. I keep saying to myself, no, they're not going to play. And then when they eventually play a couple games or try to play a couple games, and then that all falls apart, then I won't feel as bad about it. So at least we have hockey, and I'm really up for hockey.
Me
I
too.
Think that,
you know,
that is the most natural-looking sport out of all of these so far.
And the most disciplined group of guys, too, for a bubble.
I can't wait for the Stanley Cup playoffs to begin, but I will say this. I mean, football, I would definitely miss the most. If football does not play or get shut down after a week or two, I can't tell you how much I will miss football. But then there's the vindictive Patriots fan in me that says, well, maybe not having a season wouldn't be a bad idea because then Brady's another year older to try to prove Belichick wrong. So maybe, you know, just losing the 2020 season wouldn't be a bad thing for this still vindictive Patriot fan.
You won't answer this question. My friend made me laugh when he texted me the other day. He goes, if you had to lose something for 4 months, football or pornography, which one would it be?
Oh, boy.
Porn, absolutely. I can't miss football.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, Dan.
All
thanks.
Right. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Let's say hello to JP calling us from Mineral Spring Avenue. Good morning, JP. You're next on Kardashian and Coit on WEEI.
Cisco and Ebert, good morning. And there's no truth to the rumor that I'm doing 45 on a 25 in Mineral Spring. I don't care what they say.
What's
guys,
up, JP?
First of all, if you're talking Leslie Nielsen, Forbidden Planet, 1950s sci-fi movie, classic. So campy, it's great. You got to see it someday if you really.
Wow. Okay.
I never saw that.
That's what made him famous. 1956, all British, all strong actors in it. Walter Pidgeon. You got to see it. It's so bad, it's good.
That's...
I want the Red Sox to go trade for Kelly, and then put him with Bonds and Workman, and get anybody else that can throw 100 miles an hour with the controller like in Major League, just a bit outside.
Oh,
and let's make
goodness.
It interesting. Because the only way this staff is going to get through maybe 2 weeks of the season is if they start dotting guys, throwing inside. I mean, Judge hit a home run yesterday, I think, with his right elbow. He just slapped at it, and it's gone. Because this staff, if they just keep trying to groove it and putting it, forget it. It's going to be a long season. It's too bad, because I listened to the whole game the other night, but, you know, Spahn and Sane pray for rain. We got one starter, and, you know, we got to pray for that we play the Marlins so they shut them down for a weekend and run them back out again. But going to be a long season with that staff. Those gums are going to be burnt out by next week, I think.
It's frustrating when you finally get like a good start from Eovaldi the other night against the Mets.
Right.
And then you remember, oh, yeah, our bullpen's an adventure, too. Oh, this is going to be fun. It's interesting you bring up Joe Kelly, though, JP, because he's a guy we haven't talked about yet today.
Was that punishment too severe? 8 games in a 60-game season?
Yes. I think it was too severe.
Bonds only got 4.
Right.
Now, in fairness, though, you don't throw it at a guy's head. If you're going to send a message,
throw it
at his backside. Throw it at his butt.
But at the same time, you got to look at the optics, too, and the fact that I know they got immunity for talking and spilling the beans, but none of those Astros players got punished for the whole sign-stealing thing. None of them. They didn't get punished. It was all the organization. So... that's what's going to happen, and I think it's not surprising that somebody would stick up for the Dodgers side. Now it's weird that it was Kelly who wasn't even on that team.
That's funny.
Yeah, right. It was too severe. The punishment itself and the optics aren't great, but I mean, you should get some sort of suspension. I think the appeal is probably going to knock it down.
And another quick point on that. Baseball says, oh, no, we don't want it, but you know what? People talking about it, people watching, it's like fighting in hockey. Oh, no, we don't want fighting. And guess what? People watch for it. Now, I don't know what the next guy's going to get that throws at Houston. Is he going to get 16 games? You know, is he going to get Pedroia to yell at him because you're not supposed to throw at opponents? That's interesting. I want to see who the next guy's got the guts to do it.
Yeah.
I forgot who advanced this theory, but somebody said, do you think it's been a little strange that the Red Sox have been relatively quiet when it comes to the Astros cheating scandal? Like, do you think it's because they were managed by Alex Cora when they won the world championship and Cora was the mastermind in Houston? Or do you think it's because they themselves know that they were guilty of some stuff the year they won the world championship a couple years ago?
Yes and yes. Who are we kidding? Yeah. If it walks like a duck, guys, when all of a sudden Cora, all of a sudden he goes to Boston and, you know, he says, I got away with it in Houston, and nothing, he's not looking the other way over there. Come on. Of course it is. Of course, when you talk managers, I don't know how much longer Renicky can last, because that's going to have to be real creative with the bullpen, and that's not his strength.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, JP, thanks for the call,
guys.
Brother.
Thanks, JP.
401-737-1287. The phone number, the text line is 37937. You're listening to Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.